It is Tuesday morning, 6:46, and it is time for our student phonologies, the first incarnation of it. You also hear us an hour from now, as we've got lots of reports that came in this week.
Lots to talk about when it comes to phenology. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from Alexandra Stout's class at Apple Blossom School in Bemidji.
Hello. This is Strother
and Oren
from Apple Blossom Village.
Here are our observations for the second week of October.
Lots of leaves and foam and algae in Lake Irving.
Lewis thinks birds are migrating because he is seeing less of them. I saw that an orange hawkweed was partially closed. I think it was cold.
Layla felt the cold wind blowing. The ground is covered in leaves. The basswood is bare. The willows are half bare.
Lots of ways on the lake. Woa saw one mallard and two ducklings. We all noticed frost on the ground
this morning.
Thanks for listening to Apple Blossom Phenology Report.
Nice report. Thank you, kids. That was great. It was good to hear that in fact, basswoods are bare, and they're bare in the Grand Rapids area as well. The ground is definitely covered in leaves, and that, I don't know, there's that smell in the fall that is sort of, I suppose, the decomposition of all of those leaves that have fallen. There are many, many, many critters are after the nutrients that are in those leaves. And sometimes it leaves a pretty nice smell in your ears. Some ducklings seen, some waves and foam on the lake. Just a lot of things going on in the Bemidji area. And thank you, children, for that great report. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at Cherry School near Iron Junction.
Hi, this is
Gavin,
Jed,
Izzy,
and Kenna
reporting from Cherry School in Iron Junction, Minnesota on October 9th, 2025.
We have been noticing that it's been getting colder. We need to start wearing jackets, and on Wednesday, we noticed the first killing frost. Everything looked white in the morning, and the grass was crunchy. We could see our breath in the cold.
On October 6th, Scarlett saw a blue jay in her backyard near Cherry. On October 7th, Jed heard coyotes from his backyard near Cherry. On October 4th, Gavin saw two dead raccoons on the road near Cherry. Later, he saw eagles scavenging on the raccoons. On October 5th, Miss Carrie noticed tamarack needles beginning to turn orange near Buell.
Today, during our walk in the school forest, we noticed that speckled alder was about 70 to 80% bare. We did not see many frogs or bugs when we were outside.
This concludes our phenology report. This has been
Gavin,
Jed,
Izzy,
and Kenna
reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Thanks, kids. Nice report. I'm especially pleased that you've been watching the speckled alder, and they're a little kind of difficult to get a handle on because the leaves on the alders don't turn color. They just drop. They're green and they fall. And so having the constant, well, not constant, but having that repetitious look at them will allow you to notice that there are fewer and fewer leaves on them as you go into fall. The tamaracks on October 5th were starting to turn orange near Buell. When I went through on the 8th, they were kind of yellow in the Cherry area. I went by your school on the 8th, and I noticed that the leaves were kind of yellow over there as well, and beginning to change. So we are I guess between the willows and the tamaracks, fall is not far off, or not long with us, I guess. We may be done with fall before too much longer. Our next report comes from Nate Lindner's class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hello, I'm Kendallin and
Henry. We are in Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made lots of observations over the past week.
We are excited to share our first phenology report of our school year. We have been observing the changes that come with our fall. Our class noted that our first hard frost was on Tuesday, October 7th. We had frost on the ground and temperatures getting as low as 25 degrees. We are also tracking the last sightings of animal and insects. Right now, the only first and last items we have observed were our first migrating geese on 9/20.
Our class has noticed that animals are getting ready for winter by seeing squirrels gathering food, and we're not seeing as many birds as in the summer. So we also noted that the deer are getting more active as we have seen more deer in fields and near roads. The last item we wanted to discuss was our study of roots. We grow lima beans without soil. We noticed that the roots are not linear and have different levels of sprouts trying to get nutrients.
Thank you for listening to our phenology report. We are looking forward to another week of observations.
Like Mr. Latimer always says, onward and awkward.
Onward and awkward indeed. And those guys are the onward part. I am the awkward part. But we have a good time getting out, and they have been noting a lot of things, and they do have a nice list of firsts and lasts, and we have worked with them on noticing the last of something, which is always the most difficult. So you have to note its presence, and then one day you will remember that, oh, we haven't seen that thing for this many days, and maybe that was our last one, and it will be fun to hear from them and to hear more about what they find. Their study on roots was really interesting, and I have some questions that I'm going to direct to some higher ups in the root business and see if we can't come up with some answers to some of the questions that came about from their experiment. Our next report comes from Colin Cody's class at East Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Araya. This is our phenology report from Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. Thursday the 2nd was hot, hot, hot. We checked several trees for color. Our classroom thought the silver maple was 41% colored. The red maple and burnt oak had more and even some leaf loss. The red oak, willow, and buckthorn had very little change. We saw dragonflies and found a dead raven. In local aspen stands, I've noticed leaves starting to fall. All for now, Mr. Cody's third grade classroom.
Thank you, Araya. That was a very nice report. I had the children estimate the silver maple. And every one of them had to make an estimate of how many of the leaves they thought were colored. And then we added up all of their estimates and divided by the number of students, and we came up with 41%, which, from my own observations, wasn't that far off. I had it at greater than 25%, and I think it's fine. Great exercise in math for them. Our next report comes from Lori Lagergren's class at St. Joe's in Grand Rapids.
Hi, my name is Avery.
And I'm Claire.
We are students at St. Joseph's Catholic School in Grand Rapids.
This week, we noticed that our red maple is 25% colored, with 30% of the leaves fallen.
The three-year-old needles of our pines are yellowing and falling.
The seeds of the tamarack are falling, and the needles are turning yellow.
Our big tooth aspen is 10 to 20% yellow. We learned that aspen leaves are flat, not round. And this is what makes them flutter in the wind. We are amazed to find how much pollen a big tooth aspen puts out, 1 billion.
The balm inside of the balsam poplar smells like honey mustard. It can be used as medicine if you mix it with animal fat and rub it on, like you would vapor rub.
Do you know how to identify poison ivy? One thing to know is that the teeth on their leaves are irregular.
We have big blue stem grass growing in our school field. It is also known as turkey stem because it looks like a turkey foot.
We saw a red male dragonfly.
Claire saw a meadowhawk red dragonfly.
On October 8th, Ella, Mabel, and Avery saw a monarch butterfly.
October 8th is also the first frost. Until next time, be observant, responsible, and adventurous outside.
Thanks, Avery. Claire, nice report. We did see some of those meadowhawks while we were out, and we shook some seeds out of the tamarack cones. Tamaracks are starting to turn color there. It's quite lovely, and we will be keeping an eye on those and the maples as we go into fall a little deeper. Our next report this morning comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Segovia, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Saturday, October 4th, Duluth set a record for a high temperature of 84 degrees. There's 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, which is a loss of 22 minutes since the previous Saturday. On Tuesday, October 7th, Ms. Jackson's class noticed our school nature trail was beautifully carpeted with fallen leaves. It was only 41 degrees. Many students were cold because just the day before it had been t-shirt weather. On the morning of October 8th, Gavin saw frost all over his yard and on their family car. Students reported this at school as well. That morning was our first deep freeze. Willis saw a few snowflakes at football practice that afternoon. On Sunday, October 5th, Ms. Rolfe saw most of her milkweed had turned brown. The seed pods were dried and several had burst open, releasing the seeds. On Monday, October 6th, the fall leaf colors were at its peak in the color in our area. On Tuesday, October 7th, Xander saw blue jay drinking from the hummingbird feeder in his backyard. On Thursday, October 9th, Miss Urban saw a large number of robins grouping up by the ice rink behind the school. On October 9th, Gavin saw 17 Canadian geese flying overhead to the south. On Monday, October 6th, I saw a bunch of clusters of Asian beetles in the corner of my house, seeking shelter. On Wednesday, October 8th, Solveig saw a monarch butterfly land on the leaf on the ground. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you so much, Segovia. That was a wonderful report. You guys are just top flight when it comes to noticing things. It's partly due to your own observational skills and partly due to the fine teachers that are guiding you, and your observations are always welcome and always intriguing to hear the difference between what's occurring in Duluth on the hillside and what's occurring back over the hill in the hinterlands in our area around Grand Rapids and Bemidji. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Brielle
and Grace reporting from Little Falls Middle School.
We have still seen a few single monarch butterflies here in Little Falls.
We have had multiple sightings of bluebirds this week, as well as robins joining up in larger flocks.
There was a green darner that was spotted, but most of our dragonflies have been the red-colored meadowhawks.
We have had our first frost on the 7th, but we are still seeing a lot of small flying insects in our yards and fields.
Although the flowers are long gone, you can find the leaves of wild ginger, large-leaved aster, and hepatica in the woods.
We have had our first setting of milkweed seeds pods opening up and releasing their seeds with the wind.
Most dark-colored cloth surfaces that are outside are covered with a variety of wind-blown seeds.
We have been seeing the fruit of mountain ash, Virginia creeper, wild grape, nightshade, and of course buckthorn this week.
Almost all of our goldenrod have gone to seeds, but there is still some yellow color from the tansy flowers in ditches and fields.
On damp mornings, we are still finding slugs on our decks and driveways.
Classmates have spotted pileated woodpeckers, red-tailed hawks, and turkey vultures.
We have seen garter and red-bellied snakes, along with salamanders and gray tree frogs.
Raccoons, skunks, and red foxes seem to be more active right now based on our observations.
That's a report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Brielle, Grace, thank you. What a nice report. Gosh, you guys are so tuned, and there are just so many things in there, all of the wonderful things in the forest. And I noticed this up here as well. The large-leafed aster and the wild ginger leaves are quite dominant right now and still fairly green along the forest floor. Most of the green on the floor right now where I have been has been large-leafed aster leaves. And all of the fruits that are ripe, mountain ash, Virginia creeper, wild grape, nightshade, and buckthorn. And, you know, we're coming up on the season when most of the leaves will fall. And this would be a really good time to find the buckthorn in your yard. If you have a plant with green leaves on it a week from now, check it carefully. If it has nearly opposite leaves and dark blue-black fruit, it's probably buckthorn, and the leaves will be green. And if that is the case, you might want to consider how you might get rid of it, because it is a scourge, and it's not going to get any better by being left alone. It needs your attention. Our final report this week comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, this is Oscar.
And this is Henry, and we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down in Northfield, Minnesota.
We had our first frost. Our tradition is laying face first, and it's refreshing.
Despite the frost, we still saw monarchs and dragonflies. There are still dandelions, and we even saw violets blooming.
There are multiple reports of deer, including some fawns, and I saw a 10-pointer buck.
There are also multiple reports of squirrels chasing each other and wrestling. We suspect it might be love wrestling, but we wondered why they'd have babies right before winter.
We did a little research. Squirrels born in August, maybe the squirrels we saw were young squirrels who are playing.
Let's move on from love wrestling.
Indeed.
We also have had a ton of bird sightings. Turkey vultures, bluebirds, and egrets were all seen this week. There are tons of geese migrating, and we've been hearing cedar waxwings and yellow rump warblers.
There are seagulls and killdeer, and we are still hearing red-winged blackbirds. We also saw a huge flock of over 50 robins.
We have seen cardinals, chickadees, chipping sparrows, a swan, white-throated sparrows, black-eyed junco, a red-tailed hawk, and two eagles.
The blue jays are also in big flocks, and they are noisy.
Caroline saw a mourning dove and a small greenish-yellow bird hit her window. We think it might have been migrating.
Ellen reports hearing a great horned owl. Ellen also saw some crows chasing and catching a rat.
Yikes. We'll end on that exciting note. This has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, kids. What a great report. It's always nice to hear from down south and to hear what they're seeing, because in many cases, they are seeing things that have disappeared from up here. And I think, is one of the beauties of this student phenology. You get these views from all over the state, and you get to see and understand a little bit of how it all comes together. I want to take a minute and read a letter that was sent by a fellow who is a friend of mine and also an alum of Little Falls. And he says in his letter, "Dear Mr. Guoche, my name is Peter Youngeward, a proud alum of the Little Falls Senior High class of 1969. We recently lost one of our classmates, James Michael Mike Valentine, who passed away in August. In his obituary, there was a suggestion to make a contribution in Mike's name to the science programs in the Little Falls school system. Please find enclosed a check written to your middle school science teacher, Mr. Chad Kaditz, for continued support of his phenology program for his students. I became aware of his class phenological work through its broadcast on KAXE, Northern Community Radio's phenology show, each Tuesday morning, hosted by phenologist and retired mail carrier John Latimer of Grand Rapids. Could you please see that this contribution is forwarded along to Mr. Kaditz in support of his phenology program and his students? Sincerely, Peter Youngeward." And Peter, thank you. Thank you for your thoughtfulness, and thank you for your contribution to Mr. Kaditz's classes at Little Falls.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it. Love connecting folks. You know, there's a connection we didn't think of, someone alumni of a school and what that means to them to be listening to reports of students right now. We do want to talk a little bit about, you know, we mentioned the Season Watch podcast that's coming out this week. We're very excited about this. And one of the great things about this phenology program, in part due to the funding that we've received over the years, the last few years, two grants from the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, is that it's been very, very successful, which is great. But we have sort of more student reports than we can always bring to you. So we did want to talk about some of the reports that came in this week and some of the things that we heard from. Lindsay Ingalls' class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia sent in, Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade, and also Cassie Korzendorfer's sixth grade class at Rockford Middle School. And we saw some sort of similarities there, didn't we, John, in some of those reports that came in?
Yes, we did. Yeah, they had a lot of similar observations and a lot of really valuable information that is, unfortunately, we haven't airtime for all of it. But we will, pardon me, we will rotate back and forth among our contributors as long as we have contributions.
Yeah.
More than we can share, we will certainly try to pass those notes along. And just to let you know, all the notes will be made available on our talkback segment at KAXE.org. So if your school's notes didn't get broadcast this week, they're still available and you can still find them and listen to them.
Yeah. As always, we want to thank all the teachers and the students and the listeners that contribute reports of their outdoor observations, and want to remind you this week, debuting a new Season Watch podcast.